This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got me, Kevin Hagelin, Joey Erickson, both in studio, Mike Bassick, and of course, Corey Majors. Corey Majors on the Zoom. Mike Bassick trying out some of our new technology. How are you guys doing today?
Man, I'm doing great. I woke up this morning. Actually, here's the crazy thing. I don't know if I've ever been as comfortable in the bed as I was this morning whenever I woke up.
Oh.
I literally, when I woke up this morning, I did not want to get out of bed. I just wanted to stay there and enjoy my time. It was nice and toasty. So for anybody out there that does not have heat, I'm sorry if that sounds like I'm bragging. I'm not. It was just perfect for me. I really enjoyed it. So I'm doing great today. Woke up in a really good mood. Had a couple cups of coffee. Things are ready to rock for y'all today all day long as I'm prepared for fun and other things as well. Shenanigans if Mike wants to get into it.
Well, out of 1 out of 10, Kevin, how do I sound?
7.9. 8. Maybe a 9.5.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk much if it sounds bad.
I was going to say, like, you personally, you're great.
Yeah, I don't feel bad or anything. I'm sounding normal.
I was going to say, like, maybe like a 3.
Okay. All right, you guys have a good show.
No,
yeah, way to be honest, Kevin.
Okay, I didn't want to lie about it. It doesn't. It's not my favorite thing in the world, I guess, is what I would say to that.
I'm going to go turn on the Alexa and see how I sound.
Okay.
Well, that's going to be really weird to talk, and then he's just kind of talking back to himself.
I think I'm kind of here for that. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Corey, we asked it yesterday. Can I ask the same question again this morning, and then we'll get into some Tom Brady stuff. 877-881-1053. Where do you live, and did you have to go drive today? Or are you like, I let common sense prevail, and or like that person yesterday about the UPS stuff, maybe perhaps you were forced to go to work. Like, whatever the case may be, let us know what your circumstances are this morning, 877-881-1053.
I don't have to drive anywhere, all right? I've been very lucky that the station has provided me the appropriate equipment to be able to do a radio show.
Really good.
With my co-hosts, Kevin and Mike Bassick and Joey, I'm suspecting. So I'm really, like, excited about that part of it. But I kind of want to go out and drive around just a little bit just to see. Here's one of my concerns, Kevin. My back right tire has a little tread missing on it, all right? All the other three tires, really nice. Back right one, little missing tread.
Who stole it?
I'm assuming the road, Mike.
The tread thieves. Have you not seen that going around?
Yeah, the monkeys in Lancaster.
Yeah.
Seriously, what the hell is happening at the Dallas Zoo?
Dude, yeah. I got a national headline story from, like, the New York Times that said mysterious things going on at the zoo.
Holla,
what is going on? Hold on. How is the zoo a politics conversation?
No, it's where you read it, Corey. You got to know that. Know that for modern discourse. If you say the wrong source, you're going to get crushed.
Okay, so, hold on, okay. Kevin. That being said, my phone just sends me stuff. I don't have, like, a specific source. It's like Apple just sends me topics.
Oh, well, I mean, there's part of the deal right there when you mention Apple. Come on.
They have Fox News too, Kevin.
All right, here's what I want you to do. Make a list of the next 5 to 10 things you get sent, and let's see if there's any bias here. Also, Mike, somebody gave you a 4, and people asked if you could move into a smaller room. I don't think, like, he's in this cavernous room, and that is why we're having these issues, but I could be off.
You know, here's the thing, Kevin. When we play Call of Duty, if I don't know why, sometimes our headsets get out of whack, and you can hear this echoing sound.
Yeah.
and we'll say, hey, so-and-so, unplug and plug back in, and it resets it and everything. And my buddy just texted me and said, hey, can you ask Mike to unplug and plug back in? So, yeah, there are a lot of people out there that want to hear more Mike Bacsik right now, and they say that it stinks. Yeah, he said he's driving right now out in Grapevine. He says it stinks driving out there.
Yeah.
But he's getting his text off.
I've closed the door now. I'm now in the bathroom.
Well, wouldn't the bathroom not be the best non-echoey room?
I think you got to go back to the pantry.
Well, you guys said a smaller room. It's pretty small in the bathroom.
You got to go back to the pantry, bro. That's like you have to live pantry life. That's just plain and simple. That was the best place.
I feel like that's how I got to know Mike's family, is by people walking into the pantry being like, oh.
Dude redid the pantry yesterday. It was great.
Oh, really? How are the moths?
They're gone.
All right. I've just walked into the pantry.
Oh, that actually sounds better.
It does sound better. Yes. I closed the door. I'm in the pantry. She found a lot of moth larvae when she cleaned stuff out. But hopefully we have the problem solved.
Okay, Mike, I hope you have your moth problem solved. You actually do. No BS. You sound a lot better in the pantry.
All right, I guess I'll be in the pantry.
Let's go. Okay. Mike Bacsik back in the pantry. I love it.
That is fantastic. So we got some people following up about what they're up to today from the 682. On my way
to his neighbor's house and knock on the door and say, I need toilet paper, by the way. Don't you have neighbors in Plano? Can't you say, hey, we're out of toilet paper. We obviously don't want to get out.
Yeah, but here's the deal, Mike. The neighbor behind me has been adding a new pool. And so they had a pool. They tore the whole pool down and are building the pool back up. Oh. Every day when I try to back out of my driveway, there's a big truck in the alley just sitting there. And I have to say, hey, can you move so I can get out of here? Guess what? When I come back home, that same truck sitting there, and they're just staring at me like, what do you need? Go around. I'm like, this is my driveway y'all are sitting in front of. So I don't want to talk to those neighbors right now. I do have neighbors on either side. I do have neighbors on either side. But Carter's really friendly with Doug next door. So maybe I can get maybe I can get Carter to go do that today.
And you're 4 blocks away from the school.
Yeah,
you told your kid to walk home from. Are you east, west, north, or south of that school?
Are you really trying to get me pin my location right now, Mike? Is that what's happening?
So we can get you toilet paper.
Yeah, so everybody can bring you a roll of toilet paper.
Is Walgreens open today? Because if it is,
it's all open.
Most places are. It appeared as though they were not open, so I can't promise that.
McDonald's is.
Did you say it's a weekday, Mike? And so
it's Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Everything's open on Wednesday.
From the 682, on my way from Fort Worth to Dallas to get my tattoo sleeve finished. Priorities. Holy cow. Now, I'm not saying that's not important. I don't know if today would be the day I would choose to make that trek, but who am I to say that? From the 817, today is my birthday. I need to get a birthday cake and beer to have a great birthday. I mean, maybe like Walmart or Target, they got birthday cakes.
Is Central Market open? Have you ever had a Central Market birthday cake? Because I got one for Adrian this year.
Oh, they're great.
Last year. Yeah, in November. And we went up there, and I remember, Kevin, I walked up and I was like, hey, can you write anything on this? And the girl looked at me and she was like, yes, yes, we can. I was like, this is awesome. And she wrote happy birthday, Adrian, on there. And it looked great. And my wife was happy. So Central Market has great cakes.
Okay. I do not know if the Central Market is open. It looked like the Walmart by 30 in Garland was open. That is all. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. I just have no idea.
I live in Oak Cliff, so Trader Joe's and Central Market refuse to build a building down here. So I just like to put them on blast. Hey, people in Oak Cliff would like good groceries too.
Man, you know what, Mike? Let me make a request if I can. I don't know if you've got all of this ready to go, but yesterday Tim Hardaway was punished pretty much in every segment. Can you let us know a random grievance you have against a people, places, whatever in each segment? I think that would be amazing.
Okay, so first grievance, Trader Joe's and Central Market. Hey, you know what? We have money down here too. We'd like to spend it on your company. How about you build something down here? Everything has to be north of downtown Dallas or you're scared to build down here. How about we'll spend money down here? Mm-hmm. How about you build a Trader Joe's or a Central Market? Would be pretty nice.
There you go. By the way, Mike, multiple people weighing in with your new grade, 8 and 10. are the grades of you in the pantry. I do think it sounds way better.
What are their thoughts on me putting two grocery stores on blast for not building south of downtown Dallas?
I don't think we've gotten that feedback just quite yet, but they would like a new segment called Mike in the Pantry. I don't know if that's where he breaks down what food they're really in on, or I'm not really sure.
Is the cereal boxes and the stuff that's in there absorbs some of the echo sound, so that's why it sounds a little more like that, because whatever you have in there, it's absorbing instead of bouncing off of little walls. So that's how we got that to work a little bit there. I've been to Trader Joe's once, and I don't think I've ever purchased anything from there. Is Trader Joe's awesome? Does anybody love Trader Joe's?
Really likes it.
Kevin, you've never shot to Trader Joe's before either?
I will tell you this.
You know what? That makes sense.
At least once I went to either a Sprouts, a Trader Joe's, or a Central Market. I can't tell you which one it was, but it was one of those grocery stores.
You probably went to a Trader Joe's before it became too cool to be uncool to do it.
Sure.
And then once it got cool, you were like, nah, I'm not going back there. Yeah. Right?
No, that does sound like right. Mike, do you think that this Tom Brady retirement is going to stick?
I do. I wonder if his agent, I don't know this, I wonder if his agent did call around to, let's say, San Francisco, Las Vegas, a couple other teams, and said, hey, what are your thoughts on Tom coming to your team? And I just wonder if other teams weren't so excited about chasing after Tom Brady in free agency. And he said, all right, I got the answer I needed. Tampa's not going to go all out to win it all. These other teams aren't super interested in bringing me in. I'm going to retire.
Yeah, my thoughts on this, Kevin, I think it's real. I think this is the real one, and I know that's your biggest concern is that you don't want to be tricked again emotionally in your heart, right?
Do you want to hear his video from the – what just happened? Do you want to hear his video from this morning? Because – it did sound more real, and I actually thought it was pretty clever, too. Joey, can we fire off the Tom Brady retirement video, please? Joey is on the phone.
Oh, my gosh. So... what is Joey doing on the phone? Hold on. Who is he talking on?
Mavericks must be making a big trade.
Is he on his phone, or is he on, like, the studio phone, Kevin?
I think he is on his phone.
What, is he making personal calls in the middle of the show right now? 877-881-1053, truckwreck.com. Actually, let's find out. It might be an emergency, Kevin.
Yeah, that is a good point. By the way, another vote for Mike is at 9.5. So Mike has already improved. So next coming up. All right, Joey, go ahead and come on air now. We can't back out of this. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about it. Joey. What I had called for was the Tom Brady retirement video.
Yes.
My first question is everything okay?
Everything is okay. We are just trying to, find some logistics to help Mike out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it was work related.
Yes,
it wasn't my mother.
Yeah, it wasn't my mother calling me to make sure I got here safely or anything.
Joseph,
it was for Mike.
How are you this morning?
Yeah. So yeah, just getting some business handled. Mike, help us on the way in the break.
Oh, help is on the way in the break. In the meantime, could we hear Tom Brady's retirement video from this morning, please?
Absolutely.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first, so I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year, so really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
All right, so a couple things here. Did you get a chance a couple weeks ago, Kevin, to watch after Micah and the Cowboys dismantled Tom Brady's soul and then sent him off into retirement, the Steve Young thing that he did on ESPN. Did you happen to get a chance to watch that? All right, he talked about how, like, it looked this, and Mike says this all the time. It's one of the things I really have admired about, like, Mike's career and talking about that. You know, it comes to a point where you can't do these things, and you have to face that moment of, look, I'm no longer able to do what I was able to be great at for so long, and I got to disconnect from it. Well, during that time, he, in the video, he had Troy Aikman, he had Joe Montana, he had all these quarterbacks going through Elway, their retirement speech and the tears. And, like, these guys are, you know, leaders of 52 other guys out there on the field, and they do that for their entire career, and now they're breaking down.
Yeah.
And you just heard Tom Brady in the moment where he started thanking, like, all these people for his career.
Right.
That's where you could tell that that was very sincere of him. So, like, that's a moment in his time where he gets this opportunity to do that. I agree with him. You don't get a second tour, bro. Like, you did it a couple years ago. So good luck on this one.
I thought it was funny. I thought that part was funny for sure.
Now, I saw Ross Tucker bring this up, and I love this conversation a little bit more that maybe we can have later. Aaron Rodgers, there's no way that dude's retiring this year. And because there's no way he wants to be second fiddle going into his Hall of Fame induction with Tom Brady up on the stage, and he's like, I have to walk up there and do my speech before him. I'm the leftover cheese compared to this guy. So Aaron Rodgers definitely is sticking around so he can have his own ceremony. I wonder how many greats do that. They're like, no, I don't want to retire when that guy retires.
That is a really interesting point. I had not considered that. And, like, I know we were having the conversation with Choppy earlier and everything when he decided to go scorched earth about running backs, but, like, I at no point will I ever say that Tom Brady wasn't good. He was obviously really, 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 really good. I just said I might put him second. And so I don't want it to sound like I think he was a bum or anything. He's clearly, like, the Hall of Fame can't exist without him, you know. And he's a no-brainer, first Hall of Famer, first ballot Hall of Famer and everything like that. So he's had a hell of a career, and I'm just – Corey, I remain surprised. I understand everything that you're saying, but, man, it felt like this just sucks for him personally, too, because, like, last year, supposedly Giselle gave him the ultimatum to stay retired, and then he unretired, and then if he came to that conclusion a year later that he just couldn't do it and he lost his marriage, maybe that was going to happen anyway, I have no idea, but he lost his marriage, like, in part because of that.
Yeah, he has a new girlfriend. He seems pretty, you know, pretty happy about that.
Yeah, I can't imagine he's hurting for ladies. Like, they'll throw themselves at him.
People, you know, just comfort.
That's a good point.
Everybody's throwing themselves at him.
We're the KNC masterpiece. Jane Fonda's like, gotta get a piece. Coming up next, Sean Payton, that's what the movie's about, right? Can Sean Payton salvage Russell Wilson? 877-881-1053. If you have more weather info you want to share with us, we'll do it all next right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Third down and 4. Wilson to the end zone, and it's intercepted by Gilmore. Oh, man. I mean, this is one of those, you got to be kidding me.
There's Al Michaels. I don't know if he's talking about Russell Wilson or himself for being assigned to these Thursday night games, but my question is going to be, with the developments of yesterday, Sean Payton going to the Broncos, can he salvage Russell Wilson? But in the meantime, Corey, I got a note that I think is going to become a big, maybe a big deal during the lead up to the Super Bowl.
If it's the one I'm seeing right now, I agree.
It's about Joshua Sills?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, Joshua Sills with the Philadelphia Eagles. He was indicted this morning. So essentially they're going to proceed with a potential trial and grand jury and everything like that on a count of rape and kidnapping, both of which are first degree felonies. Now, I'm not saying this alters like the game plan necessarily or anything like that for the Eagles, but you get so much media, especially next week, you're going to get question after question after question about this, which is, I don't know if it's a distraction or not. Obviously, I've not been in that situation, but the indictment states that in December of 2019, Sills engaged in sexual activity that was not consensual and held a victim against her will. The crime was immediately reported, and the county sheriff's office conducted a detailed investigation. The thing that I think is stupid, but maybe I'm sure we have plenty of people in the legal field that can help me out with this, is Sills was issued a summons to appear in court on the afternoon of February 16th, 4 days after the Super Bowl. That might just be the speed at which the docket works and everything, but I really hate the idea that, like, hey, we don't want him to have to miss the Super Bowl just because he raped somebody. Like, that's an insane thing to think or say. So I really am hoping that it's just like that's the speed of the docket and the traffic and everything like that. But it's,
I mean, doesn't that also kind of have to do with like what your lawyer battles for and
sure.
stuff like that too? Like, they do go through some of those things for you to, like, I mean, I'm not trying to put this in the same category, but the Frankels are there to fight for you. And yeah. So like, that's what his lawyer is there to do. So Kevin, I don't know that it's just because of that. I think that there are always ways for a lawyer to get around things and say things to put them in that place. But I totally understand what you're saying. Wouldn't that be a bad world to be in?
Yeah. And it's just, and more importantly than all of that, I know they're going to have the trial or maybe a little negotiate or whatever. It just really sucks for the victim. That is not a strong enough statement. Not sucks. It's awful. Life changing, maybe life ruining, if this person was forced to have sex against their will and then kidnapped. And it's just, it's awful, awful, awful. And I get it. Eagles players, I would assume would be like, oh, no comment. We're going to let the process play out. But I bet they're going to get a lot of questions.
Well, I mean, we're going to be there next week when all this is going off. And I'm betting the Eagles don't put him anywhere near a microphone.
Oh, my God, no.
Even though like all those guys are available and everything, I bet they find a way to like hide that just keep him out of that for sure. But you're right when it comes to other guys and how the other guys have to say, well, you know, because Kevin, I guarantee there are guys that like most of those guys disagree with what he's dealing with, and they're going to have to answer for the, oh, you know, it's teammate and you know, we're a team and all that stuff and go through it. For a backup left guard, you know? And so it's an awful place for his teammates to have to be in. I mean, like you said, with all the other people that are involved in this too.
Yeah. And Mike, do we have you back with us for some Sean Payton, Russell Wilson talk?
I am here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
What's up, buddy?
I can hear you just fine.
So, give it a grade.
Like a 9, I think.
Awesome.
It sounds really good.
Okay.
Now,
you want me to comment right now on Sean Payton?
Well, okay. So for people who missed the deal, is the Broncos spent most of the day trying to hire D'Amico Ryans again. And then that didn't work out. Obviously,
that's wild.
It really is.
That is wild.
And don't you kind of wonder, do they like D'Amico Ryans better? Or are they like, hey, no, I want to give up a first and a second. And so D'Amico Ryans committed to the Texans. And we'll talk about that more later in the show. And so The Broncos are sending the Saints a first-round draft pick, essentially the Bradley Chubb draft pick that they procured, and then a second-round pick in 2024, and they'll get a third-round pick back in 2024 for Sean Payton. And I think what this comes down to for a lot of folks is, do you think this is a good hire, and do you think that Sean Payton can help fix Russell Wilson?
The answer is no. You need players more than a coach, but coaches are important. But they've traded so many picks for Russell Wilson. They've now traded two picks, and I know they're getting one back later in a draft, but they're trading a first-round pick for pretty much, you know, getting Sean Payton. I just don't see how that's good business. I don't see how they can put enough around Russell Wilson. Even if Sean Payton gets more out of Russell Wilson, when you've traded that many assets for Russell Wilson and Sean Payton, I just don't see how it's going to work out.
Man, that's a lot of draft picks to trade away for two guys that both may not even get on the same page very quickly. This is Sean Payton's ego, though. Like, this is definitely Sean Payton's ego saying, I can fix that guy. I'm the guy that knows how to communicate with this. It's my system. All of these things are going to work for me because I know how to motivate and connect with players. And so, like, that's where his ego lies, is that he thinks he can do that. Now, whether or not that can be the thing, you know, you have to watch the player. You have to get into that locker room immediately and find out. I will say that I think that's something that Sean Payton does well. He learned that from Bill Parcells. Connecting with the players is very important. Instilling, you know, some sort of fear, but also respect at the same time is a huge factor. And I think that Sean Payton can definitely do that. And the dude can coach. I mean, we know that the dude can coach. Now, I'm not going to say that because he coached his kids, peewee football league, that's the reason that he can coach. You take some advanced stuff back to peewee football, you're going to look like a pretty good coach.
That's a good point.
But the whole he won a Super Bowl. He knows how to coach a good football team with and without good talent. I think they have good talent there. They have a good defense built there as well. And that's a benefit to him. He just has to figure out what's going on with that quarterback and his connection to the rest of his team.
Now, my question to go along with that is, do you think Russell Wilson is broken, or did he just have a bad season? Because I was like kind of flipping through some of his stuff. It wasn't like he was just tail spinning towards this last year, which is objectively terrible. And so do you think it was just a bad season? Do you think he just is really all players hit their expiration date and that was his?
I think that Nathaniel and Hackett and him never got on the same page about what they wanted to accomplish.
Okay.
I think that Nathaniel Hackett probably hated the fact that he didn't have Aaron Rodgers, a guy he knew and trusted very easily. And I don't know, as a quarterback, you have to be committed to that process too. Now, I did hear, was it Jerry Jeudy was like, dude, this is insane to suggest that he isn't a hard worker, that we don't have his back. Like, he's one of my favorite people ever, talking about Russell Wilson.
Can I tell you, Corey, I get why people say that, but I didn't feel like that was what I heard during the year. I didn't feel like everyone's like, well, Russell Wilson's not working hard enough. It was just like,
he's corny.
Yeah, and I think he might be done. I don't feel like that was a persistent narrative. It's like, well, if Russell Wilson worked harder, he'd be better.
Yeah, I think it was just like, it's not necessarily the work. And maybe that's what you're saying about the Jeudy thing is, nobody was saying that.
Yeah.
It was just the simple fact that this dude looked lost in the offense. The offense couldn't do anything. They produced nothing offensively. And we were hearing things along the lines of, like, dudes walking up to the line and calling plays that he was calling while he was with Seattle, and nobody on the team knows what they are. So how is he, like, he's just saying things. So what's going on there? So I think there were some things with that offense that they didn't really know how to get the yards effectively. And I think it started with Hackett there. Maybe that's going to be the difference with Sean Payton, his ability to organize the offense, organize the entire team. Man, that's the big deal, is the organization of a team is the most important factor. And once you can get everybody saying, yeah, we understand exactly what our roles are, which Sean Payton has done pretty well. I mean, he turned Marquez Colston into a stud fantasy receiver for many years.
I remember that.
I think there are a lot of good qualities with Sean Payton that he can take advantage of with maybe what's left of a good arm with Russell Wilson. But man, when I watched Denver, that team just looked completely lost while they were trying to produce offensively.
I think he's probably not as bad as last year, just looking at some stats. In 2020, he had 40 touchdown passes and 13 interceptions. So that's not long ago when he played a 16-game season. So he's probably not nearly this bad, but I still wonder, how do you get better if I can't improve the offensive line? If I can't improve the certain things that I need to improve? I don't know their team inside and out, but I do know their offensive line isn't very good. If I have no picks for the next 2 to 3 years, how do I get better? And 2 to 3 years from now, he'll be closer to 40 than he is 30.
Yeah, I know this made huge, huge news. Obviously, now it has been trumped by the Tom Brady stuff, but it was a big, big deal, and I just wonder. But, I mean, you don't really have – I guess – you have to make a big swing for something, and this is what they decided, because going into this year, you have $107 million dead money in Russell Wilson. He has to play for at least 3 more years to get it down to $31 million. So I feel like they're probably like, well, we're stuck with him one way or another for the next 3 years, and this was their big idea.
Now, I think the more important question, Kevin, locally, is are you sad that Sean Payton is now with another team? I guess there are some good qualities here. One, you know, he could leave anytime he wants.
Sure.
And maybe you don't now have to give the compensation. Maybe he just signs a 1-year deal and you don't have to give the compensation up for Sean Payton. But the Mike McCarthy era is still running, and it looks like Jerry Jones likes him. Mike was very adamant about, look, man, Jerry loves the fact that you can win 12 games now. And that you feel like you should consistently be that kind of team with Mike McCarthy at the helm. And I think that is a big factor, is that Jerry is very happy with that at the moment. But as Cowboys fans, they were kind of waiting and hoping that there was a life raft out there available and that Sean Payton was going to be the boat that takes you to the next place. That option is gone now. So does that make you a little sad?
It does not make me sad. I'm sure there's plenty of hacky columnists around the Metroplex that are really disappointed that their golden goose has gone away. They're like, I got nothing. Oh, Sean Payton. And so that is gone away from them. So I'm sure they're probably sad about that. And I think I saw something in the Dallas Morning News last night. It was like, see, Mike McCarthy never had to worry about Sean Payton. And I was like, maybe. I have no freaking clue. I mean, remember, we heard from one of our sources that the Cowboys had never even asked to talk to him. So you know how it is. Like, if you can make it a story, maybe it's a slow news day. See if you can make it a story.
We can say it was Jane Slater. She put that out on
social media. I couldn't remember because sometimes she says, hey, these things are not for air. And I was like, was this one of those things?
It was one of those days where she was on, that day when she was on with Sean and RJ.
Yeah.
Does it put Mike McCarthy at ease? Is he more comfortable than he – like, that's a real thing, I'm betting, is that he still had that floating. No matter how many times Jerry would say, hey, I want you here as long as Tom Landry. Is that his name? Landry. I'm sure that Jerry was like, yeah, I think it's Landry. As many times as he said that, Mike McCarthy still had to be peeking out of his side of his eye going, I don't know, do I really believe that? Now that Sean Payton isn't there for that – he exists, Kevin. I didn't mean it that way.
No. I'm sorry. I got caught up. I hadn't even considered this. Is I've seen a couple of different headlines. NFL fans worry Tom Brady retiring again is just an 80 for Brady stunt.
Oh, my God. Because
that movie comes out on Friday. I just want to say, I don't think that's the case. So I'm sorry for moving off the Sean Payton track. That just made me worried.
How amazing would that be if he's like, you know what, guys, after I saw this movie in its entirety with Jane Fonda sitting on my right and Sally Field sitting on my left and them other two dames sitting around.
Lily Tomlin, I feel like.
Yeah, it changed. You know what? It revitalized me. I got the youth back, and I'm ready to make one more run. As a matter of fact,
do you get your youth back?
I want to play until I'm 80.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know, man. I don't know what Tom Brady does. He seems like a vampire to me.
Okay. All right. So we will, I guess, keep an eye on that, maybe?
Yeah,
I don't know
sure.
if that's the right
Absolutely.
Way to say that.
Yes, we have to.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bashek.
Let's talk about baseball shoes and can Shohei Ohtani make a dent next. Now, before we do, let's talk about men's
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, bringing you what you really want. I was going to see if Corey was going to sing the rest of it. He did not. It was
Joey didn't have me turned up, Kevin. I did, actually.
I absolutely did.
I said, what you really, really want. Joey went live right in my ear after I said it, though.
Is right now, it's time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bashek.
If you're twitching and stuff like that, can you see me?
I can. I guess I'm not in the Twitch, though.
Good for us. All right. I'm not twitching either just because I'm on my computer and stuff. And so.
Look at your commitment. You set up your phone.
I see him on the Twitch, guys.
Yeah.
There he is. Everybody in the Twitch is super happy, too.
I'm not like vibrating sound right now like I'm announcing the Rangers starting lineup, am I?
You are not. Not.
Batting
no, I'm just
first,
kidding.
First,
I'm,
first,
you're first. Not. You're not.
Marcus, okay, good. Marcus.
My phone's a little bit further away, but I hit mute on the Zoom, but it still is giving me a little bit of audio right there. But I want to talk about Shohei Ohtani. I don't know, would you consider him the most popular baseball player today? Or would it be Mike Trout or Aaron Judge? Who's the most popular
baseball player? I don't think it's Mike Trout.
Today? Okay. Well, who is it?
I'm thinking between Aaron Judge and I wondered if he – I know he's gotten hurt. I know there's a lot of people that really love Bryce Harper, although I know there are people that hate him as well. I think I would say Ohtani, actually.
Do you feel like the in baseball it's more local – like you love your local guys than it is across the country that there's favorites nationally, or is that too broad? Because, like – with cards, that obviously gives y'all a good idea of what's popular at the time. But that is – so I guess I feel like locally, everybody's just pining for somebody here to be the guy, and DeGrom's kind of taking that now.
Yeah, and I think – I don't know who the most popular guy is. I guess I would say Mike Trout because being at the Philadelphia Eagles game, they showed him two times during the broadcast. Now, there might be a lot of people who are not baseball fans are like, I have no clue who that person is.
Yeah.
They're like, who's the white dude who they're showing as some sort of big Eagles fan? Like, is he an actor that I just haven't seen his most recent movie? Or I don't know. I mean, that could be the case.
You got a good point. Hasn't he been to more Eagles playoff victories than he has Angels?
Oh, because
well, that's
100%
sure. They might have won one game. I can't remember if they got swept or just, like, he's been in the playoffs one time. They might have won one game or got swept. But when it comes to Shohei Ohtani, I do think he is very popular, and especially very popular around the world when it comes to baseball fans. He just signed a new deal with New Balance. So New Balance is a pretty popular shoe in the world of baseball. It's probably, I'm going to assume, Nike number one. Their face of their baseball product is Mike Trout. Under Armour's face of their product is Bryce Harper. And New Balance's face was Francisco Lindor. So now they've decided to up their game and go, hey, Lindor is popular, but not nearly as popular as we want him to be. He's not an MVP candidate every year. So let's go get the guy who, as long as he's healthy, should win the MVP every
right.
year, unless Aaron Judge hits 62 home runs. That kind of changes the game. So I'm wondering this, as I believe Luka Doncic is launching another color of his shoes today or tomorrow.
You buying
it? That will be out. I think I am. I do really like those blue. It's the blue shoes that he wears that are now going to launch out to the public. I love the kind of teal color looking shoes that he wears with a little bit of gold accent. That's my
yeah.
favorite one. I have no clue when those are coming out, though, if they ever are. But I'm wondering this from you guys. Can a baseball player, I'll ask that question first, can a baseball player ever make a dent in the shoe world?
I don't know because the way you've described it, and I guess the way I think about it is Basketball shoes feel like, obviously I know they're functional, but it feels like they're cool, different, unique. Baseball shoes just feel so functional. It's like, hey, this is what I need to play the game today. I don't necessarily look and be like, ooh, look at that style and pizzazz.
That's really interesting because, Mike, I think, like, can't they have their own shoe aside from the cleat? You know, like,
they make turfs of, like, for Francisco Lindor with New Balance, he does have turfs, and then he also does have regular, like, shoes.
Yeah, and so I think there is an avenue for that, but, like, I guess, do you buy Lukas because you want to wear them on the court, or because you want them to look cool on your feet when you're walking around? And so I think if you were able to create a marketing plan that is, this is what I wear on the field, but as soon as I step off the field, I step into these, you know, and then
yeah.
this is the mode that I would run with.
And I see some legitimacy there. I really do. I just think about, like, maybe I'm just basing this off of my own and my son's perspective is, like, you put those shoes on because you're like, I could be that guy, you know, or like you do the same move.
He wore them last night.
Yeah. You know? And so you do the same, like, shake move for Luka or make an amazing pass, and you're wearing those shoes and you feel like that's me. But I can't wait to see it because Shohei is hugely popular.
Yeah, because my kid, Mike, recently, he's into the Jordans, and he's not playing basketball. He just likes the way the style looks. And so I think that, and you've talked about how uncomfortable they are, but like he loves the way they look, and like you can get multiple colors to go with all your different gear and everything. So again, I think you can be like, hey, Mike Trout or Otani, this is what I train in. This is what I do these things in. And there is an avenue to get in that, but I totally see the allure of being a kid and imagining hitting that three pointer with a little time left on the clock in those shoes.
It's something that football and baseball have not figured out.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. I'm going to now include football in here. Is obviously you're wearing spikes in football too. And so they have not been able to figure out how to market correctly a non-basketball player and make a lot of money off of it. That's why I'm going to guess Otani's deal is maybe $1 million a year, which is a lot of money. Don't get me wrong.
But comparatively...
But comparatively to Luka or LeBron, they're making $10 to $30 million a year off of their shoe. And they might even be making, LeBron might be making $50 million a year off of Nike. I don't know the exact number, but I bet it's above 30. And I know for Luka, I believe for the Jordan brand, he signed over $10 million a year on a multi-year contract. So I'm just wondering, is there any way to market? Now, here's my deal. Shohei could wear a really nice fancy baseball shoe, and baseball players do this, is they will take a turf shoe and they will put spikes on them. They will have the spikes glued on to them. So sometimes baseball players aren't wearing what you'd be considered a baseball shoe, because baseball shoes are not the most comfortable shoe.
No.
But then can you take that and then sell that and obviously turn it back into, hey, this is the baseball shoe Otani wears. When you saw him hit the home run, this is the New Balance shoe he's wearing. We've just taken the spikes off of them and made them a tennis shoe, or we've made them a basketball-like shoe. They haven't been able to do it in football either. Now, football, you do have to tape up a lot of the shoe. So you really don't get to see the football shoe in a football game. You do some. Guys have to tape.
Dak's rocking Jordans, isn't he? Like, Dak is
He's Jordan Brand. And Jordan Brand pays quite a bit of money to Mookie Betts is a Jordan Brand guy. Jordan is paying football and basketball players, but I just wonder if you could ever market a non-basketball player well enough to make a major dent in the shoe market, because it hasn't been done yet. But I don't know if they've been creative enough. Like, Nike's not making Mike Trout. You can't go to Foot Locker or Finish Line or Champs and go buy a Mike Trout Nike shoe that's wearable to go to work, that's wearable to go to school. Same thing with Patrick Mahomes and Adidas. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not in the shoe game enough. Are people scooping up Patrick Mahomes Adidas shoes left and right? If they are, I don't see them marketed very well.
Yeah, that's interesting because I think one of the first things I think of when I see the New Balance commercial with Kawhi and Jack Harlow is, why is Jack Harlow playing basketball against Kawhi in this commercial? And I think a lot of people ask the same question because I've seen it before. But then I also think like they're always trying to figure a way out to connect shoes to the hip-hop community. And I know Jack Harlow is kind of a different brand of himself, but that's New Balance's way of trying to put that together. So how do you get baseball and the hip hop community together? And football seems like a natural progression.
No, you're right. And because I see a whole bunch of people, if there is one person that they think broke through, it was Ken Griffey Jr. With all due respect, nobody in baseball right now is anywhere near as popular as Ken Griffey Jr. Like Ken Griffey Jr. in the 90s felt like, to Corey's point, he was a huge part of that culture. So
he was the hype machine.
Yeah,
man.
It can be done. I just don't think baseball has anybody who matches Griffey, at least in the States.
Yeah, no, and I hear you guys. And to leave you with this, what's interesting to me is New Balance is kind of we're a made in America product.
Yeah.
And really the product of Japanese baseball players is Mizuno, if you remember, obviously, or Asics. Sorry, there's kind of two different ones to go with. Asics or Mizuno is usually kind of more the Japanese player's product that they go with. So it's interesting to me that New Balance, kind of a made-in-America product, was able to get Shohei Ohtani. And then second of all, I know this is off of baseball, and we kind of discussed it there. It's amazing to me that Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, whether it's now Joe Burrow, who's a newer guy, it's surprising to me that Nike, Adidas have not been able to capitalize on football players as much as you think they should be able to.
But there was Brady with selling Uggs, right? Isn't that what he was in the comfort, the
that
high
sounds
end
about
comfort
right.
shoe.
Yeah. We're the Kansas.
I think he's an Under Armour guy, by the way. I think Brady wore Under Armour, but I'm not even 100% sure about that. Isn't that sad? We don't even know what
point. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, do you predict the Mavs will make a little move, big move, or no move prior to the trade deadline? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.